time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district is too close to call, with Republican Troy Balderson leading Democrat Danny O'Connor by 1,754 votes. Even if Balderson wins, the fact the race was so competitive should prompt some concern from the Republicans. Of course, Donald Trump already declared Balderson the winner in a premature early morning tweet.
There are still over 8,000 outstanding provisional and absentee ballots that could take days to count. Now, Balderson currently leads O'Connor by less than one percentage point. Both candidates spoke late last night, O'Connor refusing to concede, Balderson quick to claim victory.
I'd like to thank President Trump. Yeah! America is on the right path, and we're going to keep it going that way. Over the next 3 months, I'm going to do everything I can to keep America great again.
As we see division and discord tearing apart our country, we must remember that each and every one of us are God's children, and that all of us need to be treated with dignity and respect. And I think we could use a lot more of that spirit in Washington these days.
Now, President Trump taking time out from his vacation schedule to declare Balderson the winner and take credit for it, even though the outcome is not yet official. President tweeting, quote, "When I decided to go to Ohio for Troy Balderson, he was down in early voting 64-36. That was not good. After my speech on Saturday night, there's a big turn for the better. Now Troy wins a great victory during a very tough time of year for voting. He will win big in November."
There are 68 GOP-held House seats in contention that should be more favorable to Democrats than Ohio's 12th. Democrats need to flip 23 seats to win control of the House. Labor groups won a big victory in Missouri after voters overturned the state's new right-to-work law in an embarrassing defeat for the state's Republican lawmakers. In the race to replace Representative John Conyers in Michigan, former state Representative Rashida Tlaib secured the nomination in a heavily Democratic seat. That means she'll likely become the first Muslim woman elected to Congress. The Republicans' primary for Kansas governor remains too close to call. Trump-backed conservative firebrand Kris Kobach over incumbent Governor Jeff Collier in the race. Some Republicans are worried that Kobach would be a disastrous general election candidate, potentially costing the Republicans a governor's race in deep red Kansas. Voters in St. Louis ousted Robert McCulloch in the Democratic primary. He's the prosecutor who refused to bring charges in the police shooting death of unarmed teen Michael Brown. The winner was Wesley Bell, a city council member in Ferguson. The courtroom showdown between Paul Manafort and his former business partner grew personal Tuesday as a defense lawyer hammered Rick Gates, the prosecution's star witness, forcing him to admit he embezzled money years ago to fund a transatlantic romance.
Star witness Rick Gates back on the stand, admitting during a harsh cross-examination to having an extramarital affair a decade ago, but denying accusations by Paul Manafort's lawyer that he was embezzling money from Manafort in order to fund his affair and what the defense attorney referred to as a secret life in London and elsewhere. Gates also testified that 2 weeks after Donald Trump's election, Paul Manafort recommended that his banker, Stephen Kwok, become Secretary of the Army. Kwok allegedly loaned Manafort money under false pretenses. Gates detailed how broke Manafort was when he joined the Trump campaign in March 2016, working at the time for no salary. Gates said that Manafort's consulting firm had no clients then, and that they were at the time trying to secure another political consulting contract in Ukraine, but had not yet been able to. In a 2015 email exchange, Manafort was clearly frustrated. WTF, Manafort wrote to Gates. How could I be blindsided like this, Manafort said. This after learning that taxes he was due to pay were much higher than he had anticipated. Gates admitted that he also supplied false information to banks in order to help Manafort secure bank loans. Gates testified that Manafort made more than $5 million between 2011 and 2012, doing consulting work for a Ukrainian billionaire. Gates went into detail about how shell companies were used to move money into hidden accounts in Cyprus.
In one instance, according to Gates, a payment supported lobbying in the United States. Gates stated that Manafort reported some of the payments to U.S. tax officials as loans, though they were, in fact, income, adding that Manafort was, quote, trying to decrease his taxable income. Prosecutors demonstrated that Manafort directed these activities through emails. There were hundreds of these, Gates said in court, adding, quote, typical practice was Mr. Manafort would send me a list of wire requests. Gates admitted that he used information provided by Manafort to create invoices for fake amounts of money for wire transfers. But the money never actually went to the vendors. Instead, it went to the banks. The purpose of this, according to Gates, so that the wire transfers would not be recorded on U.S. business records. I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.